Blake, what are you doing? What's going on?
Hey there. Apparently my phone did not want to call WGN today.
I don't know what the deal was. Yeah, apparently we've got a couple of those going on today. So what we're going to do is we are going to preview Cars 3. We'll do that when we come back from the break. We've got to go to news and check the news out right now. And then when we come back, we'll get with you, and hopefully we'll get you on a decent phone line as well. But are you excited to talk about, you know, Cars 3? I know that's one of the movies. And then I'm excited to tell the listeners about, the first one of our drive-in movie segments where we actually got to do kind of a deep dive into Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Absolutely. In fact, Cars is one of my most anticipated movies of this year. That first teaser.
Are you serious?
Really hooked me. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Every time Pixar puts out a movie, I'm jazzed. But that first teaser they put out had me raising questions. So I am. I'm really excited to see this one.
Well, Lisa, you know, our producer had mentioned, like, well, I'm wondering what they're going to be doing. Well, I know there'll be some things. We've seen the trailers that they race around on the tracks, but they kind of get into the mindset, you know, the romance that the cars may have, the conflict, and I guess there's some of those situations where they're dealing with the mortality on the car side and getting a little bit older in the car world as they get into the third installation of the franchise. So we're going to talk to you in just a minute after we come back from the news. Right now it is 2:30.
You are about to become the biggest brand in racing. Movie deals, infomercials, product endorsements. Ka-chow! You think you're famous now? We'll be rich beyond belief.
Mr. Sterling, what is this about?
Your legacy.
See, 720 WGN on the road with Dane here, Allstate Showcase Studio, and so many people in the near future are going to be in theaters waiting for the next blockbuster for Cars 3. And on the line with us is our resident movie expert, the one and only blockbuster, Blake Stubbs. Welcome back to WGN.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. And happy Mother's Day tomorrow to all the moms out there.
So is your mom proud of you that, you know, through all of the trials and tribulations of raising a wonderful son, that you've become one of the preeminent movie conversationalists on this show?
You know what? It's one of those things where I absolutely, she's proud of me. Although she knows that growing up, all I ever wanted to talk about was movies, and I am an only child. So when it comes down to evening time at dinner, it's me talking with mom and dad nonstop about movies. And you know, I have a lot of great movie going memories with my parents and everything. So I'd say she's pretty proud.
So we've got a couple minutes with you, and I know people are. It was weird to see because, you know, you get to watch all the movies, everything from all of the, you know, the thrillers, the action, the dramas, the horror movies, you know, everything that's going on, some of the galactic space features that are out there. And we did a thing where we went deep on Guardians of the Galaxy. That is going to be up on WGNradio.com later on tonight. And so excited to tell people to definitely check that out. But when you mentioned that you were super, you know, excited about highly anticipating Cars 3, I was surprised.
Here's the thing. So I'm 31 years old. I don't have kids, but I love family movies. I love going and seeing them with my friends who have kids. I love, you know, going and seeing them, you know, with groups of people because, you know, there's nostalgia in all of these movies. And Cars is 11 years old, the first film. So when you think about it, you're like, wow, wait, that movie's 11 years old. And the second film really didn't focus on Lightning McQueen. It all focused on Mater. This film is returning exclusively to focus on Lightning McQueen and the sort of, you know, sun setting on his illustrious career as a racer. And that first teaser they put out last year, I think it was around November, it was a shot of him flying through the air as if he was in the middle of a massive wreck on the racetrack. So they hooked me. And Pixar does this. Pixar is quite brilliant in the way they tell stories, the way that they market their films. I think that we're going to be in for a treat when this comes out. So, yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait.
Well, so many times we look at some of the movies that are out now, and you and I have talked about it on many occasions about the special effects and how it changes the way that the movies appear. You don't think about it at all when it comes to an animated film. You just think, okay, it's a drawing. It is what it is, but you don't necessarily think of the special effects. But when I saw the trailers for this one, it looks a lot different than that original.
It does. And that's really a great explanation of how there's been a true evolution of this form of animation. I mean, Pixar, if you go all the way back to Toy Story, which I think still holds up, you know, that was their first full-length film. But then you look at, you know, this film coming out now, technology has improved so much that it can almost seem photorealistic, even though it's clearly designed to be animated. And I think that that helps the audience, you know, transport themselves in, you know, the universe of the film when they're watching it, especially, you know, little kids, because I know a lot of parents sometimes dread taking a group of young kids to see a movie because they're worried they're not necessarily going to pay attention. But this type of material, you know, when it's put up there, and by the way, I think this is going to be one of the first G-rated Pixar films since, I think, like Monsters University. So, like, they're going back to making sure everybody can walk into the theater and see this. And I think it's going to definitely, I hope it plays well. Based on the full trailer that they released, you know, Armie Hammer is joining the cast, and he's going to be playing the rival to Owen Wilson's Lightning McQueen. I'm hoping that, you know, we get some good action, some good storytelling. And there was a quick flash of Paul Newman's Doc Hudson on a sign. So, I'm hoping that we get a nice little reacquaintance with Lightning McQueen, and we get to, you know, explore a little more of that character that people definitely fell in love with.
Yeah, and you know, they want to make sure everybody can come in and see the film, and then everybody then can head on into, you know, the local toy store. I know that there's going to be tons of merchandising going along with this one. You mentioned Toy Story, and I think we've really gotten to a place where animated films are just as anticipated, you know, by people like yourself or adults as maybe they weren't early on, you know, where it was just more of a kid thing. You took your kids to the movie. I think there's going to be a lot of adults, you know, that enjoy these because you've seen it. It's absolutely mainstream now where you have A-list actors voicing these roles. This is, you know, kind of an iconic franchise when it comes to the animation, but you see it all the time. And it isn't a compromise where maybe it was in the past. You know, once Toy Story came out, you had the biggest stars doing cartoons.
Absolutely. And the big thing, too, and it's been proven in multiple films that Pixar's done, you know, they make grown men and women cry. You know, I mean, they're able to tell stories, not just, you know, show up beautiful animation and get A-list stars. But the fact that A-list stars join it, you know, kind of hooks a general, you know, there's a general appeal because it's like, oh, well, I don't, you know, like if you're a big Cheech and Chong fan, Cheech Marin is in this film. So is Tommy Chong. You know, Larry the Cable Guy is playing the one role that I think unanimously people enjoy him playing. And then you've also got, you know, Owen Wilson, Kerry Washington, and of course, one of my favorites, Nathan Fillion, is joining the cast here. This is a lineup that, it'd be hard to miss. And it's got the Disney marketing machine behind it, too. So I'm hoping that, you know, people show up to see this, and it definitely gets to forward that story that they started with the first film. Because I think that there's a lot to be said about, like you were mentioning before I joined, you know, the romance of auto racing. These films, I don't think, ignore that. And I think the first film was all about that. And now we're going to get to see an aged Lightning McQueen and see, you know, what's next for him.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I know people, you are not the only one that is anticipating this movie and looking forward to it as it comes out. Do you have the release date on it? Do you know when it's coming out?
I believe it's June 16th. It'll be mass released in the U.S.
So we got a little bit of time.
June 16th.
Got a little bit of time to line up and anticipate for it. And again, make sure you check out WGN Radio and WGNplus.com tonight and see Blake and I in our drive-in movie segment where we feature and go deep into the world of Guardians of the Galaxy. Thanks, Blake. And before we let you go, give out your social media one more time.
Absolutely. If you want to find me, look for me on Twitter, at Blake Stubbs. That's BLAKESTUBBS. I love talking movies, the Blackhawks, esports, all that goof. I'm a total nerd, ladies and gentlemen. You just hit me up. We'll have a great conversation.
He's the best in the business. Thanks, Blake. We'll talk to you soon. All right, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to have NASCAR Race Hub host Shannon Spake from Kansas City. So stay tuned. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.